Now when we come to Psalm 54, it's wedged in here, and it's a marvelous little psalm, because in the midst of all of the trouble and the great tribulation, you hear the cry of faith on the part of the remnant of God's people, and I think that great company of Gentiles too. And I think the historical background here is something we need to note, and I think I should read it to the chief musician on Neginoth, and that's a musical instrument. You will recall that it's one of the stringed instruments. And then he goes on to say it's masculine. Here's another psalm of instruction. It's a psalm of David. When the Ziphites came and said to Saul, "Doth not David hide himself with us?" Now, they absolutely betrayed David. And you have that record back in 1 Samuel 23:19. I'm not going to take time to turn to it. Maybe you'd like to. 1 Samuel 23:19. And they came and told Saul where David was. David heard about it, listened to his cry, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth." We're told that in the time of the great tribulation, brother will betray brother. It'll be a time, again, of betrayal, an awful thing, but it's true. "For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They've not set God before them." It's a godless crowd that will betray him.